When I was 25 and I had first made my debut, this famous Bruno Walter sickness episode, which was in 43, that's 24 years ago. Mm-hmm. Shortly after that, Judson had called me into his office and said, I have it all planned out. You will have the Philharmonic before you're 30. It will take 3 years.
Fantastic.
I have it all arranged. You go to Los Angeles next year. You cut your teeth, you make your repertoire. And then I move you to Cleveland for 2 years. And then you're ready for the Philharmonic.
And that's not the way it happened at
all. And I said, I am not interested. And he was in a rage. He just couldn't get over it. I tried to explain to him that I wanted to compose and I wanted to be free to see the world. I didn't want to be tied down to an orchestra in one city. And he had never been refused such a thing before. I mean, to be refused the New York Philharmonic.
Isn't that fantastic?
Which he was offering to a boy of 25.
Incroyable.
Incroyable. And we never had any kind of decent relationship since then.